Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Yesterday we finished, that was quite tight, sorry, and it was about Kiltearn and Graveyard. I had Rory Mulhall on and we were way over time, unfortunately. It probably sounded abrupt at the end, I did. Rory's back on now, but Gordon Lennox. Gordon, the story yesterday is that one of our callers who is locked down during the pandemic and someone in her family has underlying issues, so they're very, very, very... careful, they've a sign on the door, please no junk mail, please no deliveries, just leave the deliveries at the door, knock and move away. But they got a leaflet in their door for burial plots in Kilternan Cemetery, and they were unhappy because they didn't want the person in the house reading it. Gordon Lennox contacted us. Gordon, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Joe. Thank you very much for all you're doing.
Okay, thanks for making the call. And what is your situation, Gordon?
Well, I just heard that discussion on the radio and it rankled, I have to say, because my wife has been undergoing treatment for cancer for the last year and a half.
Okay.
And they, you know, it's remarkable, Professor Crown and the whole team in St. Vincent's, and they've done a fantastic job. She's just had a liver resection with Mr. Hoti and six tumours excised. Wow. And she was in yesterday for the post-op scan, which we're awaiting results on. But then This came on the radio and it just struck a nerve with me, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
They told her, look, we can't cure this, but we can manage it.
Okay.
And they've done a superb job. And we were in town for a medical appointment. Otherwise, we couldn't have broken the kilometre rule. And we were coming out from Vincent, and Erna said to me, look, come on, let's spin up by Kilternan Cemetery Park and let's see about a plot, because one of us is going to go first and it would be nice. She likes to make plans.
Okay.
And it would have been nice to have certainty about where our earthly remains would be interred. And we'd seen the leaf, we'd not seen the leaflets, we'd seen it online, and we'd actually had a brochure from a previous time where the columbarium units up there, you can have your ashes interred in the wall, and I think it was 3,900 or whatever, which magically got rounded up to 4 when we went down. But she said, look, let's spin up by here on the way out from town and we'll just see about it. And while we were there and looking at the columbarium wall, the gentleman, Rory, came out and he was telling us about this lovely olive garden. And there's an olive tree which they imported at great cost from abroad. And it was really nice with uplighters and features and a place where you could sit and, you know, pay your respects to your loved ones. And Erna's middle name is Olive. Her late mother was Olive. And it struck a chord and she's got this lovely. And we were inquiring about the price. And he said, you know, it was 5,900. And, you know, to be interred in the wall of the olive garden. And It was a lovely thing, and we didn't go up expecting to spend 6,000 on a grave plot, but it struck a chord with us, and we were discussing this, and we'd more or less decided, look, we'll go and give the lad a deposit on this because it was nice. Mm-hmm. And we were following him back over to the office, and he came back, did a U-turn, came back out and said, hey, you know, I gave you the wrong price, and the figure suddenly became a five-figure sum. And Erna just said, come on, look, this is a piss take. It's a rip-off. We've shown our intent. And then it turned out, apparently the subtlety was that to be within the olive garden, looking at the olive tree, it was a much more substantial figure than to be on the outside, the facade of the wall. That wasn't made clear to us at the time. And perhaps we were in a very vulnerable state that particular day. We were certainly raw and emotional. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to personalise this, but I thought it was cheap and poorly thought out, and I just thought it could have been handled with a degree more discretion and empathy at a time where people are contemplating mortality. That's really all I wanted to say. And hearing the discussion yesterday, it just said, here, I want to ring in about it.
Well, it could have been an honest mistake as well, I'm sure.
That's right. Gordon, just
explain to me, when you say it's 5,900 for what? A plot, is it?
No. I think the plots are up around 15,000 or something that for a traditional burial plot for a coffin. This is to have a capsule. It's like a cylindrical piece of to have one or two ashes, after cremation.
And then you say the price went from five because maybe the location became clearer. The price went from 5,900 to 10,000.
Well, it was somewhere into five figures. In the end, I mean, Erna looked at me and I looked at her and said, come on, let's get out of here and go home.
Okay, well, that's your choice. Now, Rory Mulhall is back on the line. Rory, good afternoon.
Hiya, how are you doing?
Good. Are you familiar with this case?
I am, yeah. I remember the guy.
Okay.
But they never mentioned about 15,000. The 5,900 euro, Joe, for that, you get your plot, your headstone and your first inscription on the plot. The plot that they looked at was inside the wall. The plots outside the wall are 5,900. The plots inside the wall are 6,900. And that's the quote that he was given, 6,900.
And is it a plot where you can put a coffin?
No, you can put four urns in it. 50% of our cemetery here is dedicated to cremated remains.
Okay. So when you and say the plot, what do you mean? It's in a wall.
No. Yeah, well, it's a headstone sitting on top of a wall and four urns go in under the headstone.
And there's a take...
For that price, you get the headstone and the plot for four urns. There's no 15,000 for that plot. It was quoted to that man. Outside the wall, 5,900 and inside the wall, 6,900.
And how big would a headstone... Are we looking at a normal-sized grave headstone?
Yeah, more or less, yeah. Well, in between, about three-quarters the size of a normal headstone.
And so the capsule goes into the wall.
And many underneath the headstone, there's a cavity in the wall, specially built for urns. So the headstone's removed, and in under the headstone goes... The headstone is sitting up on a plinth.
And how many urns can be accommodated in that wall?
Four in each plot.
No, in the totality of the wall.
It's not like that, Joe. It's a garden with a walled garden.
Okay.
With inner walls in it, with headstones sitting on top of the walls. Outside the wall, the quote was 5,900. Inside the wall, the quote that I gave that man and his wife that day was for 6,900 euro.
Okay, well,
nothing like that.
Gardner, do you remember being?
No, I do. In fairness, I don't want to talk across Rory, but I'm absolutely clear that there's probably a misunderstanding here because we were on the inside of the wall, and he obviously was quoting for us outside. It wasn't clear to us at the time, and indeed, nobody mentioned 15,000 in that conversation.
No, I'm
only merely speaking anecdotally about having heard that traditional burial plots up there can be as dear as that. I'd be interested to know what the current rate for a traditional plot is for burying a coffin.
From 5,950 euro, Gordon.
And what do they top out at?
Well, you can go up to 25,000.
Okay, so the figure I heard of 15,000 is quite possible from a third party.
We have plots for 15,000, absolutely, depending on the location.
Yeah, no, I didn't think I was making a mistake about that, and thanks for clarifying that, Rory.
But like you didn't get a quote, Gordon, for 15,000 in the Olive Garden.
I didn't, I never said I did.
Oh, sorry, I misunderstood that, sorry.
No.
Yeah, no, sorry. It's from 5,900 that plots in our Olive Garden are, and to be honest, it's anyone that goes into it, it's people love it, you know.
Thank you for clearing the air on that. I really appreciate it very much.
And where did that olive tree come from?
From Portugal.
Okay.
We've six 300-year-old olive trees and we've one 600-year-old olive tree.
Okay.
And basically, they're all in our, as I said, Joe, 50% of our cemetery is dedicated to the burial of cremated remains, because historically Irish people have cremated remains at home and don't know what to do with them. So that's where our flyers are going, to give people information that we have the service here, where you can put cremated remains in ash plots.
Okay.
You have your own headstone and you can fit the urns into the plot, which other cemeteries don't provide.
And Gordon, what do you think of which sparked the call yesterday to us about the door-to-door leaflet drop?
I frankly think, look, it's a commercial operation, clearly, but I frankly think it's distasteful. But that's my view.
Okay. John is on the line. John, good afternoon.
Hi there.
Joe, I hope you don't mind, but I'm going to have to go. So it's not that I'm terminating the conversation, but I'm going to have to leave.
And I'm especially thinking of your wife, Gordon. And
Thank you so much.
That's the most important thing at the moment. That's Gordon.
All the very best.
Yeah,
Thank you. Likewise,
Gordon Lennox. John... you got a leaflet through your door as well 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, exactly. And to be honest, I wasn't aware of the cemetery before then, and I'm kind of glad that I got it. I've two elderly parents, and it's unfortunately something that you have to think about, I think, anyway, before the eventual happens. because, like, if you think about it, if one of your parents passes or someone that you care about passes, you've only got 3 days or 4 days to sort everything. So I think that it's actually of benefit to get everything done before that. And just from seeing the pictures of Kiltearnan Cemetery, I think it looks like a really great place to kind of have your...
It looks beautiful.
To spend the rest of your day.
But then I love graveyards. I just love rambling around graveyards. I know that's an odd...
Well, you're welcome to come out here, Joe.
And I know, I will. I've done most graveyards in Dublin. The only one I can't get into is the Jewish one in Fairview that I'm dying to get into. I'm not dying to get into it, but I'd love to get into it. Okay, that's neither here nor there. But John,
the thing about here, Joe, is that most of our plots, like, this is one of the only cemeteries in Dublin that you can come in and pre-purchase a plot while you're alive and well.
Okay, you can't do that in any of the Glasnevin cemeteries or the...
Not that I know of, no. You can come in, most people come in here alive and well and they're able to pick their own plot. They don't have to wait until they die and someone else to do it for them. They can all come in here and pre-purchase plots.
Okay. Dara O'Callaghan is General Manager of Shannon Crematorium. He's contacted us. Dara, you're listening to the prices in Dublin. I don't know, dying. Talk about the cost of living. The cost of dying has gone through the roof. Dara, what's your prices? I know you want to let us know them. Go ahead.
Joe, good afternoon. I suppose we're Ireland's newest crematorium. We're the only one based in the rest of Ireland. We're established 3 years.
Okay.
And when your colleague rang me there, we were just inquiring about our pricing there and our columbarium wall and the price coming from ourselves. So we have a columbarium wall. It's 462 niches. Mm-hmm. So it's a mix of single and double slots, essentially. And each one has its own black granite face onto which the details of the deceased who are interred in the wall is engraved. And a single niche in that works out at €990.
Okay.
And that includes a special zinc-lined urn into which we put the ashes and engraving on the plaque.
And it includes the plaque? The
heads. It includes the plaque, yes. Yeah.
Well, is that... when you say plaque, is that what Rory would have been referring to as headstone?
I didn't hear Rory speaking there.
Okay.
In our wall, the wall is it's like a large black granite wall made up of 462 individual pieces, and behind each of those is where the ashes are stored and interred,
and that's where the
gets engraved.
That comes in the price of 900 quid, 990
for the single, yes.
Sorry, Joe, can I just get in there for a second?
Rory, yeah.
We also have columbarium walls here in Kiltearnan Cemetery Park, where it's a big it's Dublin granite block of granite.
Mm-hmm.
There's holes in them walls that for taking doubled and single urns, and there's a Valencia slate plaque covers that. For a single urn in our wall, including the plaque and the inscription, it's €2,400. That also includes the stainless steel urn.
And the price in Shannon, you give an urn as well, don't you, Dara?
We supply the urn because our wall has been purpose built for size to fit the specific urn that we use. A zinc lined urn that fits into the wall, and that's €990.
And yours is €2,400.
Ours is €2,400. Yeah.
And is that generally the trend in Ireland that Dublin is nearly two and a half times as expensive as the country?
Oh well, it would be.
Why is that?
Well, space for starters. I mean, if you walk in here, you'll see where you see what you're buying into. A burial plot in Deans Grange Cemetery is €17,000.
Wow.
You know, in Glasnevin, you can pay €40,000 or €50,000 for a plot if you want. Mm.
But isn't Glasnevin, in fairness, and Deans Grange, not that it matters. I don't mind. My point is, if we've been buried in Glasnevin, you've been buried beside Michael Collins, Eamon De Valera, James Larkin, Brendan Behan, Luke Kelly, the children of 1916, the heroes of 1916, the Roger Casement, the executed men in Mountjoy. I could go on, and it's just steeped in history and.
The Kiltearnan Cemetery will be the same, Joe, in time to come. We already have a very well-known statesman buried here, Peter Sutherland. So, I mean, it's
Peter
not that...
Okay.
You know, there's important people here, too.
Yeah.
You know?
I know that.
But for the newest cemetery, Joe, in Dublin in 50 years, and it's just... We need to just... Yeah. Our leaflets are going out to give people information
And to be honest with you,
okay, well, yeah, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. And yeah, I think between the jigs and the reels, it's been okay. Dara, is a crematorium? Why are you the first one west of the Shannon? You're saying heretofore, someone from Galway, Clare, Mayo.
Galway, Clare, Limerick, Mayo would have had to travel to either Cavan, Dublin or Cork.
Wow.
For cremation. Now, we opened up on the 6th of June 2017, so we're 3 years, just over 3 years in operation. We have serviced and looked after families from as far north as Sligo, as far south as Kenmare. And as far east as we've even had families come from Atai, Mount Melick and Leash, Burr, Rosgray will be regular towards us on the west coast. And logistics is some part of it. Very good service and friendliness that we offer. Our location, it's very, very easily accessible. You're not fighting city traffic.
And who owns the crematorium in Shannon?
It's privately owned.
Okay.
It's privately owned.
That's good. Yeah. Okay. And there are strict rules, aren't there, in terms of hygiene and burial protocols and cremation protocols?
There are strict guidelines that we have to follow, say, with regards to environmental guidelines and checks and balances that have to be carried out within the crematorium itself.
And did they change during the pandemic for people who tragically died of the virus?
There were guidelines issued that we did have to adhere to difficult and tough at times to deal with. Yes, you know, for a time we did end up closing our chapel, but we still received families for service and gatherings outside, where they can come and say goodbye to their loved ones.
Okay, crematorium
in Ireland, not just in Ireland, but Dublin in particular, there's a huge shortage of crematoriums.
Oh, is that okay? And Rory, the remains of how many people will eventually be interred in Kilternan?
Well, currently, as we stand, there'll be tens and thousands of people will be interred here, Joe. Like, our plot takes 3 coffins and 4 urns, our traditional plot.
Okay, but what's your capacity? Probably a better way of putting it.
I don't know offhand, but there'll be hundreds of thousands, you know?
Okay.
50% of the people are being cremated now in Dublin.
Yeah, I know that, and a significant number want humanist ceremonies or ceremonies.
Yeah, you get a lot of them as well, I have to say.
Okay, Rory Mulhall, Kilterna. But by the way, Rory, the last cemetery I visited was Golden Bridge Cemetery. Do you know that one? It's gorgeous. Stunning. Stunning. Yeah. And that is unique in the world, I think, because that cemetery there in Inchicore, Golden Bridge, that cemetery is unique in the world in that it has 2 heads of state buried in the one grave. Yeah. And they are Liam Cosgrave and W.T. Cosgrave. Yeah. There you are now.
Well, I think so. If you visited our cemetery now, you might have another. You'll be impressed, I can tell you.
I am sure. Well, okay, Rory. Thanks indeed. Rory Mulhall and Dara O'Callaghan. 51551. Love stories begin on Liveline after the break.